But some people did, and I thought it was funny. Like, but I didn't. I wasn't that mean. I didn't make fun of them. I just kind of would like giggle to myself or like tell my mom later when they weren't around that they said something funny. But like, not that I would ever say to them like, you know, you're talking really slow or something like that. They did talk really slow though.
Were there anything, any aspects of people's talk that were like sweet tea that you just you had a hard time figuring out what they were talking about?
I'm trying to remember if there's anything I can think of. Not that I can think of off the top of my head right now. Someone who, anything they've said that I couldn't understand really. Well, like fixin', things like that. I was confused about what fixin' meant, but I got it pretty quickly, but it was still like, fixin' to what? Like, what are you fixing to? I'm confused what fixing to do something meant, because it's going to, or something like that in my speech.
But you didn't think that Roswell had its own characteristic way of talking?
No, not...
Even though people thought you did.
Yeah, no, I did. Not distinct from Alpharetta, like not distinct as a neighborhood. Like, I could tell someone who's from Alpharetta or someone who's from... Gwinnett or something like that, comparative to someone who was from Roswell, just sounded all slightly more southern to me. Like, that's all it really was.
Mm-hmm. What about landmarks in Roswell? Were there places that people talked about that you had to get used to, figure out where they were in order to deal with them?
Well, before I knew where the mill was, things like that in old Roswell, and then, before I knew where the river was, too, the Chattahoochee River, because... you pass over it when you come up 400 to go up there, but if you don't know how to get back to it, like, because I just knew there was a river somewhere, but I didn't know how to get to it, and I wasn't used to that because I was used to ocean really only in Rhode Island. I must have had rivers somewhere, but I never, like, really went to rivers there. And there are all these places, like, where you did rafting and stuff, and people would tell, like, say, like, going to this point or this, you know, like, going to this stop at the river, like, where you can get on, and I had no clue where those kind of things were because I never had any kind of river experience or could really find the river for a little while. I didn't know. I didn't have my own car either. I wasn't old enough to, like, drive and find it myself. Mm-hmm. My parents don't really do river things, so we didn't really go by it ever. I can't think of other, like, big attractions, like, in just Roswell. A lot of things for Atlanta, like, people would tell me things in Atlanta that I had no clue what they were talking about, like the Big Chicken.
Okay, so there's nothing like the Big Chicken in...
No, there's nothing like the Big Chicken in Roswell, or like a place that everyone talks about. Nowadays people talk about, this isn't like a historical marker, but there's a Waffle House there was a shooting at, and everybody in Roswell was like, shootings in Roswell, because it's not like a place you'd expect there to be like a big gunfight in, but it's actually down the street from my house too, pretty close. But everybody talks about that's like the Waffle House where the shooting happened. But that's pretty recently, that's in the last couple of years, so.
Okay, what do people do for fun? I mean, go to the Waffle House, maybe not anymore.
Well, yeah, we used to. No, Steak and Shake, more than Waffle House. A little bit classier than Waffle House, like a step above, because they have the milkshakes, and it's a little more expensive to go to a Steak and Shake than a Waffle House. In my age group, when I remember when I was there, was going to the movies a lot. I used to know like what movies were playing. There's two cinemas in North Point Mall area. There's a couple other places in Roswell to go to the movies, but because I was young, my parents would drop me off the closest one to me. So there was the United Artists and a AMC there, and I used to like know which one had which, and like we could drop to put one and have like four movies to pick from, and we'd have to figure it out. And this is like in middle school, we didn't have anything else to do. The mall in middle school. As I got a little older and people had cars, then we could go to more places in other parts of Roswell than just like where our parents would let us go. There was a place called Startime Entertainment, which was like a arcade, big giant arcade with like virtual reality games, and lots of kids went there. And hang out at people's houses, like having parties at people's houses, playing like, we played badminton, my friends played badminton a lot. So we used to set up badminton nets in people, like five different people's backyards, and like different days go to different people's houses to play badminton there.